This is John, and I'm talking to Brian Clark from the Consolarium.
Consolarium.
I always have trouble pronouncing words like this. He's come down to talk to me about Taptail, which is an iPod Touch app, or an iPhone app, which looks pretty good, and we're going to be interested in trying that out in class soon. But by the by, he started talking about Hotel Dusk, which sounds like a really exciting Nintendo DS project, and I'm hoping he's going to tell me a wee bit more about that. Brian?
Thanks, John. Well, Hotel Dusk is a game for the DS or DSi, and when I started the Consolarium, it's one of the first games that was brought to my attention. It was done, well, one of the projects I've seen done was in Perth High School, a group of second years, and what they did is they took the game Hotel Dusk, which is like a detective-type comic book story. It's got beautiful animation, beautiful storylines, really deep characterisation, and a lot of problem-solving activities in there too. So within the English classroom, the students were playing the game, examining the narrative, looking at the detective story side of that, and based on that, they then created their own detective stories. However, it wasn't just a case of just writing it on paper. They took influence from these old serial dramas. So they downloaded one called The Shadow from the iTunes store, and they had the students listening to that. And based on that kind of serialized detective story drama, the students then produced their own set of podcasts of their own detective stories, which you can then download from the iTunes store themselves. So it was really interesting use of technology along with this game used in the classroom. Now, when I was thinking about it, I kind of thought, well, we could actually take that idea and expand it across the curriculum, certainly in secondary schools. If you can imagine writing your detective story and then perhaps acting out in drama, in art, you could use it to kind of influence the type of drawings or paintings you might do in that kind of film noir type way. In computing, you might want to do some kind of animation or some kind of computer game that's based around that idea. In terms of music, think about the setting in that kind of 1940s kind of detective story. There's that music, those sound effects are real drama to any type of podcast or any type of animation. So there's real scope to kind of bring the curriculum around and centre it around the game Hotel Dusk for the DSi.
Thank you very much, Brian. That just sounds like a great game. As I've told you, I'm not really much of a gamer, but I could see myself using something like that in the classroom.
I think it's important. I mean, this is just me. I'm just discussing something that I've seen and I've read about on the Consolarium website. In terms of expanding it across the curriculum, I've not personally seen anyone do that in school, and what I'm just saying is just off the top of my head thinking about how it could be. These are by no means kind of exclusive activities, and I'm sure there's lots and lots of people out there who would really enjoy playing the game and looking at the genre of film noir and expanding that in terms of curriculum for excellence. There's real scope for kind of bringing the curriculum together based around this type of game, where the game is central to the learning.
Yeah, and I think that, I don't know many different kinds of game, but this one would be very attractive to me for writing for all these things. Thank you very much, Brian, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Pleasure.